Hello and welcome to Corporate Buzz Podcast. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari, and I have Moneycontrol's Corporate Bureau Chief, Prince Thomas, on the phone line. We have been closely watching how corporate India is enduring the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic, and today also we'll be talking more on that. Hi, Prince.
Hi, Keetana.
So, Prince, over the week we've been seeing some earnings quarter four results coming out. How have they been, and what is the impact of coronavirus on them?
Yeah, so as expected, most of the companies who have reported have seen an impact of the lockdown, which was announced to, you know, limit the COVID spread. And even if you look at the IT companies, and four of them have, well, the four bigger ones have announced, be it TCS, Infosys, Wipro, and Tech Mahindra. And I think HCL's results are expected very soon. And if you look at them, it's obvious that they begin to feel the impact of COVID-19. It has impacted on their numbers. It also impacted the way they hire and also their outlook commentary. If you look at TCS specifically, they have had a good deal size. I think they announced new deals worth $6 billion. But then the real question is, how soon will that materialize? And we've seen that across most of the sectors, April, which is the first month of the new financial year, has been a washout. So,
right.
So it depends how fast this, all the deals that the IT companies have won in the fourth quarter, how those are going to materialize. Even if you look at, say, the banks, and, you know, Axis Bank had announced its results, earlier this week. And it missed estimates and it reported a loss. And the loss was basically because it was provisioning much more for the damages it's expecting from COVID-19 lockdown. And that would, I would say that that would only increase in magnitude in the first quarter. So even if you look at, HUL also missed its estimates. And across the segments, you will see that the sales were down. Now, and here we're just talking about the impact of the last 10-15 days of March being, you know, shut down. Yeah. Now, the real information that all investors are looking out for is how is the first quarter or the first one, first half of the new financial year is going to look like. Mm-hmm. And I think all the commentary shows that we are up for a tough time because, and that's how I guess it would be for most of the sectors. And most of the companies will be announcing their results in the coming few weeks.
Right. Prince, has there been any commentary on how companies can brace themselves from this impact?
Yeah, sure. So, one, they are doing various things. I mean, one is to cut costs in every way possible.
Right.
So, you know, one has been, the obvious way has been that people have started cutting salaries or some have even laid off people. And the other way is to how to get ready for the time when the operations resume.
Right.
So we're still waiting for the government guidelines if the lockdown will extend beyond May 3 or not. But there are enough indications to show that from May 4th, some of the relaxations would come in.
Okay.
And the most important thing right now on the plates of the companies are to be ready for that resumption. And it's not going to be easy. I think companies already have understood that closing down was easier than it will be to open up operations because there are so many protocols to follow now, right from sanitation and hygiene to how the labor moves in the factory floor, the, you know, the need for social distancing, and also the transport and living condition or you know, accommodation for labor. So that is from the manufacturing point of view. If you look at IT services, it's about working from home. And that has already become the new normal. And some of the IT companies are, in fact, started thinking long-term on work from home. You know? So it's become a part of the strategy. But in the coming week, I think the biggest thing would be how would the industries open up gradually. And there would be a lot of bottlenecks in terms of, you know, supply chain coming to, you know, when everything starts opening up. You know, you will come across new bottlenecks, new hurdles, and new things to be taken care of. So, I think everyone is getting up for that.
Right. And can you tell us more about how all these various sectors will reopen? Especially, all eyes, I'm sure, are on airlines and how they
will. That's right. So, just a couple of days ago, I think Vistara announced, you know, shared the details of how its services are going to change. And we still don't know if flights will resume in May or not, or perhaps by mid-May. But Vistara, from what we've seen, it's going to really tone down its services. So there's going to be no hot meals. You know, people are used to drinking Starbucks coffee on Vistara flight. That's not going to be there any longer.
Right.
Even you won't even have in-flight magazines. Mm-hmm. So one is to ensure that there is hygiene, and you'll have to wear masks and probably gloves also, even inside, even in your in the flight. One, that, and then many of these measures also to cut down on costs. So that is something that all airlines will do. And even if you look at, say, one story that we did over the week was on the jewelry sector. Now, the worry for jewelers is that once the lockdown is lifted, and because many people haven't received their salary or have seen a trim in the salary, mm-hmm. they may be looking to sell some of the gold that they hold at home. And that would be a huge rush. We have seen in some of the Southeast Asian countries where people have rushed to sell gold, and that have had a really, really bad repercussions on the jewelry sector. Mm-hmm. So that is another case. And even in smaller retail spaces, say the quick service restaurants like McDonald's or any other place, how are they going to ensure social distancing? Even if you're talking about maintaining it when it comes to seating. So that means that many fewer chairs and tables will be available in a restaurant. So these are realities that everyone has to face now. And some of the sectors like the exhibition space, and where you have the likes of PVR and INOX and the single theater people, I don't think they are even expecting anyone to come in once the lockdown is lifted.
Sure. And what about the IT sector, Prince? Because we have also been seeing that many people are talking about work from home as a, you know, even more prominent part of their working culture.
That's right. I think they've already got the permission to extend the work from home facility till July.
Mm-hmm.
But already companies are thinking beyond that. I mean, TCS for one is talking about 75% of its employees working from home by 2025. Because there are different realities here. Because you know that COVID-19 was something that really got everyone by surprise. But they don't want to be taken by surprise anymore.
Yeah.
So they would now, when they think about business continuity plans, also factor in events like COVID-19. So, and every time this happens, work from home would be the only option for them to continue doing the business. So apart from these, there are many others. So initially, most of the IT companies are just bringing in 10 to 20% of the workforce back to office, though they can do higher. And also, for not just IT services, even if you look at the other outsourcing businesses,
mm-hmm.
they realize that for some of the work that they have, even lower bandwidth that is available at home is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that really helps them, one, be, enables them to be really react faster when developments like this happen. So, which means that the work and the continuity in work is not impacted. So, you will see many more people working from home, and that is the reality now. There would be some regulatory issues here. For instance, we did a story, we talked about how some of the clients would be wary of the safety of data that they share with the outsourcing companies, and what happens to that when an IT person is working from home. So those are some of the issues that are there. But I think that is something that will be resolved as we go ahead. But working from home is a new normal.
Sure. And coming to the auto sector, Prince.
Yes.
We have been seeing the auto sector being hit really badly. Also, we've been seeing that for the past 1 year, a year and a half. Now, we found that Maruti is making zero sales in April, and many
That's
other
right.
Companies are having the same issue.
That's right. I mean, I don't think any one of us expected a month like this where auto companies would be talking about zero sales.
Right.
I mean, not even able to sell one car or one bike.
Yes.
And some of them have reported some exports, but that is hardly enough to, you know, make ends meet. And on normal times, they are used to talking about at least 2 million units a month. And here we're talking about zero sales. And this just comes after you also have the competition of the Bharat Stage 6 norms coming in. So it's really a difficult time for auto companies, and for them to try to resume operations. They also have huge issues there. For instance, in the case of Maruti, they have got clearances for just about one third of the labor that is required mm-hmm. in the factory units. So there's not much that they can do with that. So only thing that they can do is to get ready for normal resumption of operations. So and that is another big dilemma that they have. And just not about the shop floor, but even at the dealers on dealers front, if you're talking about maintaining social distancing there, you know, dealership, as anyone knows, it's a buzzing place. You know, waiters coming in, customers there coming for servicing. How do you maintain social distancing in an environment like that?
Yeah.
So these are the realities that even the auto companies will have to really on face and also try getting some answers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess there's a lot of planning that needs to go into all these companies, and you know, they have to make different strategies. But at the same time, I suppose this is also a good learning experience for corporate India. And then, I mean, every sector is taking away different things from this, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is something that has really taken the winds out of the sail. And while all of them want to, you know, think about and be prepared for any eventualities that come up, and there is so much of uncertainty in business, apart from the usual, you know, down cycle and up cycle that you have. Mm-hmm. In the last 10, 20 years, we've seen so many disruptions happening, and they're happening at increasing frequency now. So, but COVID-19 has been exceptional even in that case, because one, it's completely global. It hasn't left untouched any country. I mean, right. maybe just a handful. Mm-hmm. And the impact has had on each and every sector and each and every consumer. So it's a rare event that we are going through. And I think for corporate India, it's a learning how to probably factor this in as they go ahead. And because, like I said, working from home is a new normal for IT companies. They will do it. But for manufacturing companies, work from home is not something that they can really do. So what do they do in these kind of situations, and how can they limit the losses? And I think equally important is to, as you resume operations, how smoothly can you do it and how fast you can do it? I think that would be very critical.
Right. And next week, definitely we'll be seeing many of these companies reopen. Let's see how that goes. Thank you so much, Prince, for all these details.
Welcome, Kitna.
That's a wrap on this episode of Corporate Buzz. And you can catch more corporate news from our website. And if you have any other queries or suggestions, feel free to reach out to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Stay logged on to Money Control for more news, views and updates. Thank you for listening.